Bienvenidos to the 50-50, a Spanglish podcast. This is your host, Jesse.
And Jessica.
En este episodio de Season 3, we bring nada más y nada menos que the man, the myth, the legend, Aaron is here with us.
And his brother.
I did remember his brother this time, pero sí, he is here with us también. We're going to discuss how this whole thing originated, esta idea of a Spanglish podcast, all thanks to him. All this and more.
Coming up.
And bienvenidos back to the 50-50, a Spanglish podcast. This is your host, Jesse.
And Jessica.
I was just saying ahorita, y te acaba de decir, and I want this to be on record. This is season 3, and so far, I've been hating season 3.
Why?
You know, because it started, like, okay, I'm not gonna, no la culpa del Ford.
Yeah, see, episode 1 was cool. There's only 2 episodes. Ford, we love you. This is not your fault.
Episode 1 was cool. Last episode, I hated my editing. It was my editing that I was, like, so mad with.
You know,
like,
what? I haven't listened to it. So I don't know.
No, but people have been nice. They said that they've liked it so far.
Oh, yeah?
Far.
Who?
You know, I mean, mi mamá.
I was going to say, toma.
You know, that's all that counts in este mundo, uh-huh. You know? Pero como habíamos dicho, like, I feel que ya lo dije, season 3, like, I had a certain idea.
And chale ganas, Jesse.
Estoy echando ganas, you know? But there's only so much that I can do with the limited resources I got, you know?
Well.
Which is why we're bringing in the big guns. We're bringing in el mero mero. Guys, here with us, we have, like I said, the man, the myth, the legend. We have Aaron. Aaron, say hi.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Efrain, say hi.
Oh, hello there.
You got to be louder, you guys.
They're different really people, okay? They just sound alike.
I'm already super loud. I feel like there's so much pressure on me now.
No, Aaron.
Aaron, there's always been pressure on you from day one.
That's true.
Yes. Para los que no conocen al Aaron, Aaron is, what position did we give Aaron at the end? Creative director.
Creative director.
Something like that.
The inspiration.
The inspiration behind this. Mm-hmm.
The drive.
There you go. He has royalties.
Whenever we start making money, he starts making money.
0% of $0 is still zero.
That's very pessimistic of you, man. All right, that's not very creative of you.
That's okay. We can work on those numbers later.
You know, the reason why I've always wanted to have Aaron is because...
And, like, his brother.
And his brother. Efrain, you're welcome in this episode, okay?
Oh, okay.
Feel free to chime in at any time.
I love all your opinions. See, I want all your opinions.
You're all, like, my one opinion.
You're like very, you're like a concentrated form of opinion de lo que tiene el Aaron. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, Aaron has an opinion and you take it to the next level.
Yeah, we love that.
Yeah,
all
that's right. Kind of what we noticed so far. Now, the reason que I'm excited to have you guys here is because la gente no sabe que cuando yo empecé este rollo, mm-hmm. no empezó con podcast.
No.
It did not start with the podcast. I want to say that I started creatively working on this whole Spanglish bit more. How long have we been podcasting?
I don't remember.
Like, legit, like, empezamos like episode 1 y todo.
Like a year.
Like a year, ¿verdad?
Yeah.
But I want to say
like,
ish. Poquito. Yeah. But I want to say like a year and a half before that, mm-hmm. yo ya había empezado en otro medio.
Yes.
Like, I started with the website and I started with the blog.
Jesse now, quería ser blogger.
Dude, how many people want to start a blog like I come in 2017, bro? Like, not a lot of people.
I guess not, no.
Too late of the game.
Ya se fue el tren to blogging it by that year. You know, Tumblr had already passed through his phase. Mm-hmm. He told the show, like, but he dije, you know what? Let's blog. Because I feel como que no había, well, the message that I was trying to kind of input. And at first, I didn't have a message. All I knew is that I wanted to say something and write something. Except that I sucked at poetry. I wasn't very creative. My autobiography is still like lackluster. Todavía me falta, like, you know, to
autobiography.
You still need more life experiences.
I still need, like, and Jesse's gone to Starbucks for the past 3 days and so far. Like, no había enough pizzazz todavía. So, like, okay, ¿qué hago? You know? And I've always noticed que I'm very observant in muchas cosas. Pero alguien que me ganó en observant. But, like, okay, I'm observant in a creative way. And then I met Aaron.
Is that what you're calling metiche now?
Not metiche. Not metiche. It's just like...
It is bien metiche. You all need to go to an airport with Jesse. It's super metiche.
Okay, but... Okay,
I feel like I'd be the same way with watching people.
Yeah. You watch people?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Your people watch?
Yes.
I love people watching.
All the time.
Like, we were just in Sonoma?
Sedona.
Oh, my gosh.
I was gonna rock. And we were sitting on a balcony and I was just watching people. and they were taking pictures of us. And
wait, where were they taking pictures of you?
Because it was a like little balcony in this little park, little plaza. And we were drinking our chai tea.
My God, how cute.
And so they just like, they were down there like taking pictures. And Efrain's like, someone's taking pictures of us. And like, he made eye contact with them. Y nomás se quedaron ahí mirando, like they ran to their car. And I'm like, okay.
Wow.
Pero I understand what you mean.
Yeah. So I like people watching. And now Jessica gets mad at the whole like, oh, that's being metiche at me. Sometimes it pays off. Today it paid off. Being metiche and like minding not my own business, but other people's businesses too, literally paid off $50 one's worth.
Oh, okay.
All right. I found money on the street today. No, it wasn't on the street. It was at a grocery store.
Yeah, en el mercado.
I tried to return it. Okay, I legit tried to return it. Like Aaron.
I am a witness to that.
Aaron, see, Efrain, were you there?
Yes, I can.
He walked
100%
away.
Verify. Yes.
Okay. He did not want to be a part of it.
Yeah. He was like, this is uncomfortable. I'm just going to keep walking. Like, because I was not minding my own business, because I was being a metiche, how you call it. Fui y noté that there was money on the floor. And I immediately picked it up. And then Aaron's like, I think it's that lady's. Like, it could have been hers. So, like, I go and check.
You watched it to her?
I slowly went up to her and I was like, should I approach her? Like, you know. And then I noticed that in the money, like the wad of cash, there was a receipt for like another store, like Ace, but that hardware.
Uh-huh.
So I walked up to her and I was like, excuse me, ma'am. Did you just buy something from Ace today? Or did you go to Ace today? Because I saw that the receipt had today's date on it. And she's like, no, I didn't. Why? And I was like, oh, no, that's okay. So she didn't go to Ace. Therefore, the money is not hers.
Pero había más gente en el
sí, pero mercado. El Aaron lo más miró that one person.
Yeah,
¿verdad?
Just the one person walking by. And I'm like, well, that's the most recent person to walk by.
The only plausible person. Everybody else, like, it was
anybody's
bet.
They must have walked out already and like, ahí estaba el dinero.
I was going to go return it to like the store and be like, here you go, here's money. But like, realistically, when would it ever get claimed?
Yeah.
So now, you might be thinking, oye, que mal el Jesse robó ese dinero. No me lo robé.
No, se lo encontró.
Me lo encontré. And I've already returned it back to the community because le acaban de comprar unas tangerines a una doña que vino a venderlos ahorita tangerines.
Okay, there you go. Did you spend $51 on tangerines?
No, but that's $5 back into this community.
Okay.
Yes.
Small Business Saturday.
Eventually, all that money will go back into the community.
Exactly. And I'm not giving it to a high retailer. This is small business entrepreneur supporting another entrepreneur.
From a truck.
Hey, the venue doesn't matter. Where are we in right now?
Exactly. Why are you dissing my venue?
Right off the bat,
este guy.
This is a beautiful room.
The venue doesn't matter. Where are we now? No, pero mira, Aaron, like, yo pensaba that I was observant. Then I met Aaron. He's observant, but like in a very peculiar way. Aaron, Efrain también. Like, you got the whole like, you know.
Creo que el Efrain es más.
Creo
no,
que
no, no,
sí.
I'm peculiar. I'm observant. Uh-huh. I just, no me meto en los asuntos.
Muy bien,
you
Efrain.
Have an opinion
muy bien.
For everything.
He'll just watch and be like,
I'll have an opinion, but I won't express it.
You've expressed a ton of opinions right now about my whole equipment. You were like.
But now that he's live.
Pero no tiene nada que ver contigo.
No, pero, like, you don't mean it personally. Me imagino que lo haces porque ya estás en confianza, ¿no?
No, pues sí, obviamente.
There you go.
Oh, so, we like
it's
that.
Not like you randomly go up to people and be like, hey, here's my opinion about what you're wearing right now, right? Like,
hey, yeah, your car sucks. Why do you have that?
So the guy with no driver's license.
That sounds like Isaac. Oh, wow. No, pero mira, like, I started observing the observant person. I started observing Aaron.
Yeah.
Y algo que yo notaba es that Aaron had a comment for everything.
Yes, he does.
Y se me hacía like the funniest thing. When did we meet, Aaron? We met, how long ago was it?
A couple years.
Six?
Let's go. Memory lane.
It was before Isaac got married.
This calls for like the memory lane go music, you know?
That didn't really help.
It had to be like como en el 2000. A ver, ¿ya estábamos casados?
Nosotros sí, la DQ no.
Ah, sí, porque cada rato venían y se quedan aquí. We got married in 2012.
Okay.
When were DQ and Isaac started dating?
They started dating. They got serious. 2012, around the
assembly. Yes, porque te cort. Yes.
¿Qué?
Nada.
Wait, what?
Nothing. I'm not going to say anything.
Okay.
I thought of something, pero no.
Okay, pero like DQ and Isaac started getting serious. And like when they started doing their wedding plans, that's when you guys started coming, like legit coming by.
Yeah.
Or was it antes, poquito? No, ¿verdad?
Veníamos antes, pero no casi nos usamos con ustedes.
Yeah. Y tú traes menos, like you hate it so much.
Oh,
yeah,
no, yeah. It's like 100 degrees. Like,
I think the earliest memory I have of you, Efrain, fue cuando fuimos al Oso.
¿Al qué?
Oso. The restaurant donde no te
cocinó. It's like a Benihana.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. You were so little. I think you were like 14.
Oh, yeah. I used to be tiny back then. I used to be like 5 feet.
Y no hablaste. No hablaste. Oh, well, toda la noche. No hablaste. Yeah. And I was like, does he hate us? Like, what happened?
You were the emo child. You were going through your emo phase then.
Uh-huh. Yes, 100%.
He's just always been quiet. He's just very quiet all the time.
Efraín's always been quiet?
Yeah.
So like, pero like, okay, so comenzaban, like we started hanging out and we started noticing de que ustedes vienen from like Big Bad San Marcos, Acano, California, y venían like super caché. Like a nosotros
no, compared to the rancho people that we are. Okay. Ajá, nosotros, apparently.
Nosotros somos de Soma, so like acá Soma is like super small town. Somos ahí un cerquito de México. Uh-huh. And like, we would notice you guys and be like, yes, those fresas, ¿qué onda? De? Like, así como que like, first of all, you guys like nothing that we had to offer.
You guys don't like Little Caesars.
You guys don't like Little Caesars.
That's Isaac. I'm fine with it. I mean,
you're fine like with it?
If I like it. Eron? Not really.
Why not?
I don't know. It's just, if I'm going to get something that bad, I might as well just get something different.
I love Little, well... Not anymore. I don't eat pizza, but I love Little Caesars.
You know, and so that was one thing. And then it was mostly for food related things.
Yes.
It was mostly food related things.
It's just, yo siento como que, because you guys were raised in un lugar que tenía más opciones.
Eso sí, variedad.
Yeah. Like for us, when we would go to California, especially like cuando yo estaba más chiquita, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, it was like a trip. It was like a thing to go to California and to go to the beach. Cause nomás íbamos que una vez al año, nosotros.
Yeah, just about. It wasn't a lot. So cuando ustedes venían, I felt like the pressure was on. I really felt like the pressure was on because I was like,
you wanted to impress?
Que le vamos a enseñar a esos vatos, dude. Like, you know, like first of all, we were showing.
You guys want to go bowling?
We thought we had him with tacos, right? Because like, okay, we had bomb tacos. And then like, okay, to be fair, I think this one was Isaac, not Aaron, but he's like, California burritos are better. And I was like,
oh, we already went through that. That was season one. We've talked about this.
Excuse me. You know, and then it's not like we could show off the border because they would go to Tijuana all the time también.
That's true, right?
Eso sí, yeah. We had it right there, our way.
So you know, también you guys were exposed to Mexico cierta manera igual que nosotros. Maybe nosotros un poquito más directo, but you guys would go frequently enough para que digan, yeah, we kind of get the vibe, the mix.
Pero han ido a San Luis?
Sí, sí. Now we have family.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So, like, I felt like everything that we had shown, they've already seen it, lived it to a better degree than what we had. Like a coffee shop. What coffee shops existían entonces?
Aquí?
Uh-huh.
Ninguna.
El Starbucks?
El Starbucks.
And I was like,
El
hey, want to go to Starbucks?
Circle K. That, I remember you guys would always go to Circle K.
See, we still do.
that has not changed.
Not changed.
That and Jack in the Box.
You know, pero
¿sabes qué? It's the only, I think, fue el primer restaurant, like, fast food restaurant that we got.
People really? Are sleeping on Circle K Jack. Coffee, man. Let me tell you. People are sleeping on Circle K
Coffee.
Okay,
but have you gone recently?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, it's ¿cómo se dice?
It grinds it on the spot.
Yeah, so really? Now all of them are touchscreen and it grinds it.
Wow.
Go.
I'm telling you, man.
Let's go right now.
I know. After this podcast, we're going to go and go try Circle K Coffee and then you be the judge. Yeah. So we took him to like Starbucks. So that's all we had at the time.
Yeah.
We didn't have local coffee shops. Now we have like Cafecito. Shout out to Cafecito, which is a really cool local coffee shop.
Okay. I agree.
Do you like Cafecito? Yes. Okay.
I like their alternative milk options.
You haven't been there?
I'll probably go there tomorrow. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the plan if they're open.
Notice how happy we are by having their approval of liking the coffee.
I know.
This explains the dynamic. This explains the dynamic that I'm talking about.
It's so stressful being your friends. Estamos
pidiendo, dude. Like, dude, es que les demostramos algo and you guys were like, oh, okay. And then, like, we ask you guys, por ejemplo, like, hey, guys, ¿qué vamos a comer acá en Escondido o en San Marcos? And I was like, we went to this restaurant. And then you guys' response is like, oh, that's...
decent.
It's decent.
That's you guys your like that favorite word.
That's very true. I can say decent a lot.
Decent.
Yeah. So decent para mí es como que like you're
mediocre.
Aha. Uh-huh. What's decent to you? Because I feel like you might have a different definition for this.
I don't know. Decent for me is it's passable. It's nothing. It's something that you enjoy, but it's not memorable.
It's not memorable.
Like, yes. Mediocre.
So like your decent is our wow.
Yeah.
Es lo que he notado.
I guess, yeah.
That was because, again, it's not necessarily your fault. Like, you guys happen to live in a city that ofrece más. Mm-hmm. So, para nosotros, it was just like, whoa! And you're like, bro. Yeah.
And the thing is, like, I'll recommend places that are, in my opinion, decent. Pero, like, para mí, si voy a regresar a un lugar, especialmente si está un poco más lejos, mm-hmm. tiene que ser memorable. I have to remember it. Like, I have to remember the taste of the food. And that's, like, really what I consider something more beyond decent.
Okay, so what's something that you remember?
Next time we're in San Marcos or,
Andale, o San Diego or
donde sea. Now I'm on the spot.
Okay, ah, yeah. No, pues tienes una opinión ahora.
See, because apparently you have a very high criteria of what's memorable. Mm. You think you would know.
Depends on the type
probably
of food.
Coffee.
Right, yeah. Let's say coffee.
With a K.
Oh, coffee.
Coffee?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. K-O-F-F-I-E.
It's very bougie.
K-O-F-F-I-E. I-E.
And it's more of an espresso bar. It's not really a coffee shop because they only do espressos.
Of course they
do. No pour overs.
No pour overs.
No. I think they have cold brew, but honestly, their espresso with the vanilla sweetener that they do. They do like a like naturally infused vanilla sweetener and everything. It's so good.
Sí, pero el Circle okay. K coffee tiene fresh grounds, okay?
Sí.
Eso es lo que tú no estás entendiendo. So, okay, so.
I'm sorry. Can we go back to the Circle K coffee?
Sí.
¿Le puedes decir el día que lo agarraron, que agarraron el nuevo sistema?
Oh, my God. You guys should have seen that.
Was there like a line out the door?
Todos los field workers were like having a fit.
Y todos los don, todas las doñas. Because like, you know, we're an older, you know, Mexican demographic aquí, dude. No, dude. So, entraba. And I was like, oh, nice. Y todos ahí la raza como que, ah, y ahora, like, because antes nomás you just pour the lever,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
you press, pull a lever and, you know.
Salía el chorro.
And now it's like, it's all touchscreen. And they're like, hey, pues, ¿a cuál pongo? And I was like, and I'm like, sir, pues mira, aquí está hazelnut. Pues yo quiero regular. Okay, there's regular. Just click on the one that's regular there.
Tap.
And it's like, nomás dura más este proceso. Es lo que quieren nomás, que dure más todo. And I'm like, no store is going to go out of their way to make you
especially
stay longer here.
Especially a convenience
here.
Store. Exactly. They want you yeah. in and out.
It's like the opposite of their name.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it took a while. I think it's been, this new coffee has been implemented in the Circle K como unos que 6 meses, digamos.
That long?
I think so. I think, no, sabes que cuatro. Dile cuatro.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I've been hearing ads about it for. So
desde entonces, people have been adjusting to it, but it has been an adjustment for our little town.
La cosa es que todo sucedió. It all went down aquí cuando llegaron todos los de México o de like Salinas area to work in the fields.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're like an older generation. So uh-huh. it's kind of like, you know how now, like cuando vas a un restaurante or fast food, tienen the Coca-Cola vending machines that's all touchscreen.
Oh, uh-huh.
It's like that. So to them, it's like, pues, ¿qué hago?
See, it was a little much.
The learning curve.
It was a learning curve, you know? Pero ya, más o menos, like, this little exchange here, I think it gives our audience the dynamic de cómo son ustedes. Son particular. Yes.
Okay? If they haven't tuned
okay,
up
wait,
by
do
now.
Okay, wait, do you like Underbelly? That's where we were.
Yeah, I like their ramen.
Okay.
Now, Underbelly is what gave birth to this whole project.
Yep.
We were in Little Italy. Yeah.
Were we?
Yeah,
yeah, it was Little Italy.
It was Little Italy.
They have two or three locations, but we were at that one.
So yeah, because there's one in North Park. Now, but uh-huh. it was 07, we definitely recommend a ramen shop called Underbelly.
The one at North Park is better.
So yeah.
The seating.
I would agree.
Oh yeah, it is. Yeah.
The seating is a lot better.
Yeah.
But we were in Little Italy. Why were we there? Oh, it's because our hotel was closed cuando nos quedamos ahí, ¿verdad?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We were there to pick up a friend.
Yes.
So we met up with Aaron, and who else did we meet up with?
Pues su hermano, Diana.
That's right. So,
ITQ.
So, estábamos ahí, y it's already weird enough, no, that estamos in Little Italy, and we're going to order ramen, and now this ramen, no, es ramen auténtico, you know, like, japonés.
Tradicional.
Mm-hmm.
Fusion. There's a fusion to it. Y se me antojó a mí una mosca mío. So pedí una. And it was already weird enough because me la traen, they don't bring it to me in a copper mug. Me la traen como en un, like a, just like a glass, you know, like a regular glass.
Mm-hmm.
And then Aaron, se me queda viendo, bro. Me queda viendo, and then he's like, hey, man, you're really going to order the Moscow Mule right now? And I was like, yeah, why? Because first of all, like I said this in my past podcast, and I put this on my very, very first blog. My very
that
first.
That no one's read.
The hate blog.
My very first blog ever was talking about like, you know, mosquito, I just want a Moscow Mule. I've always liked them. And everyone was telling me that the Moscow Mule doesn't fit the scene of ramen that I'm eating right now. And I was just looking at Aaron like he was judging me for ordering a Moscow Mule in a ramen shop. And I was just looking at Aaron and I'm like, bro, estamos in Little Italy. Estamos comiendo ramen, que es fusion. O sea, tú tienes una gorra que dice fierro. You know what I mean? Like,
no hay sol, no hay sol afuera. Era de noche.
Era de noche.
Y luego estaba bien pasito duranguense, Laren vestido, dude. Así como que, like, bien mix.
You had a plaid shirt on.
Oh, that's true, I did.
Kind of like what you're wearing now. Yeah. But, yeah, the hat. And I was like, ¿y el sol? ¿Dónde el sol?
Sí, dude. Like, super, estabas como listo para hacer antro, like, así como... Like, like antro con tacos corridos, you know, estaba bien ready, Larry.
Oh, wow. Bien fiero.
El commander, acá no llegaba, ah, Larry. Nomás te faltó el belt buckle, bro. And he's telling me that I don't fit the scene. And I'm like, are you serious right now, Aaron? Are you serious, like, listening to yourself? And then that kind of gave birth to, like, the whole idea de que we are all mixed up. Like, nosotros, we are Mexican-American, pero we come from, like, a very different environment de que somos mexicanos, a la misma vez americanos. We had different cultures pulling us from different directions. Mm-hmm. The whole thing there was a mix, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the fact that we have Italian mixed with ramen mixed with, like, a bunch of Mexicans eating it while drinking a Russian drink. Like, I mean, eso, like, me encantó. And that kind of gave the idea to the blog itself.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to do it in the most natural way de que nosotros hablamos, que es this way, the whole Spanglish scene. So that's how it all started, because this whole thing started because of Aaron saying, what are you drinking, dude? ¿Estás tomando torita, you know? It all started with that.
Do you find like your brother judges you too?
Yeah, no, I've gotten used to it by this point.
Who judges harder, tú o Aaron?
I'll always say Aaron, but I'm pretty sure he has it.
Aaron, what's your opinion?
I feel like I have more things to judge about Efrain, since, you know, you could try a little harder.
No, wait, I'm not saying about judging each other. I'm just saying, like, you know, like in general, like,
oh, por ejemplo, my bad.
Okay, por ejemplo, you guys,
wow, you took it there.
I know, for real, dude. Right off the bat, you guys all murdering. So, por ejemplo, ustedes, you guys took a trip to Sedona, ¿verdad? In the Grand mm-hmm. Canyon. You guys spent time with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Have you learned anything from each other in esos 3 días?
Nothing that I already didn't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I already knew everything.
Do you guys?
I feel like I learned stuff, but I don't want to say it live. So.
Pero honestly, like with the food thing, like.
Oh, yeah.
Who picks where you're going to eat?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Because you both are very picky.
The whole family's really picky.
Okay, but we're talking, they're here.
Okay.
Well, I was driving, so I had to frame Google everything.
Okay, what is your criteria when you look up something to eat?
Usually when I look up something to eat, I just make sure that, like, people don't say that they got sick from this place. It, like, that's the lowest bar. And then from there upward, I usually just look for, like, places that have, like, 5 stars or something on Yelp. Oh. Yeah. I use Yelp, not Google.
Why do you use Yelp and not Google?
Oh, wow.
Because okay. Are we going to mention it?
People that review on Yelp usually leave, like, long-winded reviews, and they, like, dedicate time to that. While for, like, Google reviews, it's like, oh, here's a notification on your phone. How was this place? Oh, fine.
And that's why you go, you tend to trust the Yelp one more.
Yeah. In depth.
Yeah, people who review on Yelp review because they really like the place or they really hated the place. And there's, like, very little in between.
Which one do you use, Aaron?
I use Yelp as well. But I feel like a lot of people don't like Yelp because they feel like it's kind of extorting businesses.
I've heard that they kind of shake them down. Is but that true?
In my experience of, like, you know, reviewing and things like that, I've never been paid to review. I've never been, you know, asked to leave a different type of review.
Uh-huh.
So I that's why I like Yelp, because, like you mentioned, usually they'll point out specific details about a dish that they got or the service that they got, you know, the person's name if it was a good review. Hopefully it's not, you know, hopefully they don't mention the person's name if it was a bad review. But mm-hmm. But they're more detailed about their types of reviews that they leave.
As someone who works in a small business, I don't feel like Yelp extorts businesses. I just feel like they're really annoying. They consistently.
I've heard that, like, if you don't take those calls, they'll give you bad reviews. Is that true?
No. I have, like, 50, like, 5-star reviews. So.
¿No les ha tocado, like, bad reviews ustedes?
Yeah,
you know what? I've read a bad review. Me acuerdo de ustedes. Like,
yeah,
have a boot shop. And somebody,
we used
like,
to have, we used to have pretty bad reviews.
Yeah.
Mostly because my dad doesn't have good, like, PR skills. But, yeah, since then, we've gotten pretty good reviews.
Ah, qué bueno.
Pero you guys, I love your dad.
Yeah, I love your dad too. Lo que se me hacía más funny con ustedes es de que, like, obviously we're like, because you guys are first generation immigrants también, no? Like, this is like your parents came over, you ustedes were born into this country, and
yes.
You guys are first generation born into this country, ¿verdad?
Correct. Or, yeah.
También nosotros, también Jessica y yo. But we felt like, okay, is it just me? that there's like a noticeable difference between how we kind of are in a nutshell, not in like everything, but like in certain things.
Let's see. There has to be.
What, like, cause this is the difference, you know, that mm-hmm. this, like, you know, like for example, everyone will always make fun of you low key because,
I think he's well aware that we make fun of him.
You seem to have an opinion for everything, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is your chance to say what your take is. De nosotros, you know, like, for example, like, puedes decir que la Jessica es demasiado de rancho, you know what I mean? Like,
no, I think I'm just too outspoken. Oh, I don't know. I don't know what he thinks of me.
Maybe that, that you're too forward. Ooh,
I don't know. Like, awkward. I feel I feel it's hard to like summarize, you know, the different ways that I see you.
Because there's so much to say.
That is so sweet.
Wait, he's not done yet.
I know.
He's
being
but nice. No, just kidding. No. I feel like just like little details about, you know, different things you do, but I feel like you've assimilated very to the Cali lifestyle at this point. Compared to like how Somerton is.
Because I compost.
Yes.
Metal straws. Compost, gluten free.
Yeah, we will
basically
say that.
California.
Dairy free, what is it? The reusable bags, reusable straws. Mm.
That is very Californian. That's true. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I don't want to kind of credit it to the state. I just want to kind of credit it that we're very conscious, Jessica. Yo, like, you know, like, por ejemplo.
I mean, more
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I think so.
Me.
No, don't mean you. Like, don't cut me on this
I
credit.
I use, like, the wool, the dryer balls instead of the dryer sheet. Mm-hmm.
We don't buy paper plates anymore because we try to use, you know, just the reusable plates. Like, I know, the regular plates.
Tenemos plastic because people bring them and leave them here.
Yeah, but we don't necessarily buy them, you know. No. We have aluminum straws. Ooh.
Which I hear they're not that great anymore.
Yeah, no, you're true on that, true. Dude. Sí, cierto. La Jessica es bien hipster con todo eso. Mm-hmm. She's mad hipster. I think she's more like, no sé quién se da, entre tú y la Jessica, no hipster.
You know, I think he takes it because yo no tomo café.
You do your pour over. That's true. That's pretty damn hipster.
Oh, yeah. Pour overs.
Pour overs. And
is it really that much better?
Yes.
Tienes que probar este café y la cerveza, bro.
We're going to go right now. We're going to take the podcast live. Aaron, what do you think?
No, it's just, I mean, if we're going to talk about coffee, it's just, it all, every element of the process helps it taste better.
So when you were listening to our coffee episode, how much did you cringe?
Oh, wow.
Like, oh, these guys
he bought a bag.
He bought a bag. He didn't like it. He wasn't impressed.
You can say what you think. They're not in business no more.
Does that person listen to this podcast?
Probably.
It was great.
Come on. They
the thing is,
review.
Okay.
I
bought both. I bought the regular roast and I bought the old roast or the dark roast. One of the bags was punctured or something because it was completely flat. Had no taste whatsoever. And I tried making two cups because I'm like, oh, it can't be that bad. And I remember I poured one. I did my little AeroPress, which is like a single cup type of deal. And it was completely flat. I'm like, man, did I do something wrong? So I heated up the water again. I cleaned up my little AeroPress and I did it again. And I'm like, oh man, this is horrible.
Mira, ¿te gusta el de cafecito?
Yes.
It's the same.
But their espresso is not the same. Their espresso is different.
It's the same one.
No.
Which one are they using for their espresso?
It was an Ethiopian one, yeah. They said like they use an Ethiopian one.
Maybe.
So that's what you got?
Yeah.
You haven't had a regular coffee?
No. I got an espresso drink.
You know what? I don't know if they're still using that one because that's like even though Gibran was selling it and.
Oh, I think you mentioned that. Yeah, like that. They were using it under a different brand name, correct?
So, yeah. So the distributor was Dan. I don't know if Dan, when he's using different branding and different bags and distribution, that could ultimately lead to a mistake. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what the quality control looks like, but from what I've heard, it's always been generally good. But you did make a legit complaint diciendo que when they have the, ¿cómo se llama? La bolsa esa, the one that's already, you know, ¿cómo se llama?
Resealable?
No, dude, like the one that's been grinded already. It doesn't tell you when it's been grinded.
There's true.
Yeah, you did
that's
tell true, me that. Yeah.
Ground coffee didn't have like a.
I think that's great feedback.
And for those who are listening, that episode that we discussed is called Black and Bold, La Busca de un Buen Café, when we were discussing with local entrepreneurs on their quest for making coffee, you know? Good episode, porque vayan lo revisen.
Okay, great.
But it was, of course, Aaron had an opinion about it, and he was like. You know, people don't know, but Aaron's in our website.
Yeah, yeah.
People don't know that I have a website.
I didn't even know I was on the website until
website, dude. Like people just listen to me on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and then I'm like, guys, go to my website, please.
Can you please update my picture? That's from like 5 years ago, too.
Send us what you want us to post.
It's okay. Such a good picture, you guys.
It is a good picture.
We'll send you the Grand Canyon one.
Oh, nice.
It's like flexing and everything.
So to find it, you have to go to the5050.com.
Pero, is he wearing the hat in that one?
No.
Oh. Send us one with your Fiero hat.
Sí, por favor.
Ya no me queda.
Yo, my picture's stupid.
Too much hair. Oh my God, that's another thing. His hair. The pomade usage of this family. Tú también.
Okay, no. At least with my pomade, I'm very like normal with it.
Really?
No, we're not.
I get normal off the shelf pomades. Aaron has his like shipped in from who knows where.
I
want to know where.
What shelf? Primeramente.
Sally's Beauty Supply.
You see what I mean?
Supply.
That's not
Walmart.
That's not a regular shelf.
Perdón.
All the summertime's like Sally's Beauty Supply. What is that?
We have to.
Okay, but Walmart tienen La Bella and Super Wet Plus, okay?
Nah, none of gel.
No, moco de gorila.
Exactly.
Para matar el pelo.
Where do you get your pomade from?
Online.
Which website?
Wow.
Usually I just get it from the main website, the Prospector's website. That's the one I mostly use.
Prospector website? Yeah. And why do you like that pomade de todos los pomades que han existido?
It's got a...
Because he's tried all of them.
No, I tried different ones from time to time, but that one's the one I usually go back to.
When I met you, you were Suavecito.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like they changed their recipe because...
You mean the formula?
Suavecito listens to our podcast, so don't tell us.
I eat the pomade.
No, I feel like Suavecito changed up something because last time I used it, like it held and then just melted right away.
You might just be getting old, bro, and your hair's more brilliant.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, your hair changes.
Your hair is luscious and I love it.
Are you using oil-based or water-based?
Water-based mostly. Oil-based during the week, for work, because it's easier to comb out and stuff.
Ni sabía eso. I was just giving you a question. I had no idea.
Jesse uses fancy pomade too. It's just set up.
No es cierto. It's American Crew. That's like basically the Walmart version.
Yeah, that is.
You see what I mean?
I was trying to set you up, man.
Isn't your comb like super special to me? Isn't it like
he has bone? 5 combs? Oh my
gosh, no,
I remember about that. Like whenever we would come over, they would always make a big deal. Like, oh, did you bring your 5 combs?
Like yo hacía clear el baño porque venía Larón y sus 5 combs. I was like, he needs space.
Yeah, dude.
Reduced it down to 2.
You reduced it down to 2. Essentials?
Yes. And then the ones I keep in the car.
Because you have to try, you know?
Yeah.
Que te gusta, yeah.
Wait, what's the difference in combs? Eso no me lo sabía. A ver, enlighten me on this one.
Well, the one I use is handmade. So like the ends.
The thing is that the end of the teeth, I love that you care about this. I wish Jesse would care an ounce more about what his...
I mean,
routine is.
You're saying like I don't care.
It's not a big deal, but I feel like, it's a personal, you know, opinion that like your scalp, like if you use like a harsh teeth on it, it'll just scrape your scalp. And so it'll like make it drier and like, I don't know.
Does this one kiss your scalp, Abecitos? Or like,
casi, you know? Like, te hace masajito mientras
it's
lo
like
pones.
It's like a nice, gentle caress.
Sí, yes. Verdad.
Oh, wow.
Sí. And I
pero tiene bristles? Like the.
No, it's a comb. It's a hard.
Oh, okay.
Wait, it's better than better. So, like, it's handmade by who and by where?
No sé, pero el comb dice handmade. I don't look into the history of who makes the product.
I mean, if you've done that much research already, like, you would think you would take it, like, just a little.
I've had that comb for at least 4 years.
¿Cuánto costó?
15?
That's not bad.
No, no está caro.
No.
No está caro para lo que es and, like, how much I use it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, vale la pena for me.
And it's still good after 4 years?
Yeah. Just washing it out. Yeah.
I've never washed a comb.
That's why I threw it out and I bought you a new one. Jesse has a brand new one. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what it is, but it's there.
It's a Cosmo Prof comb.
Yeah.
You see, like, I don't look at the brands. Like, no sé qué brand es.
I know.
To,
like, es que es la tienda donde van todas las hairstylists that I have access to.
You know what? I've gone to that store and, like, I think you would like it, dude. Like it's right up your alley.
Yeah.
Yeah, because tenían like a, ¿cómo se llama? Like a hair dryer.
Es que tienen todo lo que like a hairstylist would or a hair salon would supply. It's just, you know, direct to consumer, mm-hmm. which is like the the girls who have the licenses, right. Because I'm a massage therapist, I have access to that.
Oh, really?
Like Mimi has access to it too. My sister, that's it. Nobody else can buy. Have you been able
to get like a special shampoo that I can't find other places?
What it's brand is cheaper. It?
It's I think Paul Mitchell. Oh, it's a double hitter.
Oh,
wait, yeah, Paul Mitchell. What double heater?
Hitter.
Okay, okay.
See, yeah. I eat the animals access to Paul Mitchell.
It doesn't have the like sulfates in it that cause your scalp to dry out.
Yeah, tienes like caspa. I know we're getting deep here.
I know. I'm like, I didn't want to mention that the first time. That's why I was like, when I was talking about the soft teeth.
This side of the room has caspa. I don't know about you, but
okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
That's why
we're like, all in a safe space.
That's why I use like the soft teeth, and I try to use like shampoos without sulfate because they dry out your scalp.
What
about the sulfate free?
Sulfate free is better for you. Isn't Head and Shoulders like good?
No,
that's the worst.
Yeah. They literally advertise it for no caspa.
See, Jesse, but yeah, we've talked about
this. It's a marketing tool.
Well, it's worked. You know, speaking of marketing tools, right in that same store,
it masks.
Había un hair dryer, marca Ferrari. Have you ever seen that? Marca Ferrari. And then like it says like right there, same engine as the Ferrari. And I was like, what? That's what the box legit says, huh, babe? I was tripping out. I like imagine like some old Italian Guido, así como que like, you know, with the whole gold chain, así, and like chest hair, blowing you out, dude, con el hair, así como que like, you don't look fabulous. I know what I'm telling you. You know, it's like, I've never seen me wanting to buy a hair blower that much.
Hair, like, first of all, it's called a hair dryer.
Whatever.
Or a blow dryer.
blow dryer. What, dude, yo no más sé de que that's the closest I'll be to owning a Ferrari. And I want, you know, it's like, and that whole section on the stock and the Cosmoprof is like the whole guy section.
Uh-huh.
And I hate how much it works on me. I hate how much like it's like, I'm stupidly targeted. Como que like, wow, look at this. You know, like.
Así como, me va a ver yo.
I don't know. No sé qué marca es, pero legit tienen un shampoo and conditioner and in a form of like a vodka bottle.
A whiskey bottle.
Really? A whiskey bottle. What?
Yeah.
And then I have not seen that. La tapadera is like the stopper.
Wow.
Yeah. It looks like a whiskey. And it's a 3-in-1. So it's
conditioner. And even the color of the shampoo is like an amber color.
Y huele like a whiskey?
Or? Ay, no sé, no lo abrí.
You can smell like an alcoholic. Who doesn't want that?
Y luego, like I remember Jesse, he bought, okay, how are you with like body wash?
No, I don't have a specific.
Okay, this guy went, tell him what you did.
Okay, no, okay. Lo que no entiende la Jessica es
confiesa.
Again, yo doy el dinero.
We talked about this.
Yo doy el dinero a la comunidad. Okay? I believe in small businesses. So, I was on YouTube at like 1 a.m, like we usually are. Y sale ese guy that could like, hey, what kind of soap do you use? I bet you're using your mother's soap. And I'm like, I am using my mother's soap. Use Sasquatch soap. And it's like, it's natural. It has honey. Tiene avena. And I'm like, a mí me gusta la avena de vez en cuando, except when there's a huevo ranchero. Escojo el huevo ranchero. Anyways, this guy sold me on this like $7 Sasquatch bar soap, and I bought it.
In 1 30-second commercial.
And dude, it's a good commercial. Like sale el Sasquatch. Like,
oh, wow.
He's like, this feels like taking a shower in the woods while high-fiving Sasquatch. You know, sale la mano el Sasquatch, and they like, high-five it, you know? And I was like, I want to high-five Sasquatch right now. Así que lo ordené, and I became a member. Y nunca me llegó el jabón, dude, because our post office is the worst. It's the worst. So I paid for like 3 months worth of shampoo.
Que nunca me llegó.
That's horrible.
So you never got to use it.
Never got to use it. Jessica bought me an alternative of it though. It's I mean like a 3-in-1.
It's La Marca Woods. I think it's called Woods.
And oh, I've heard it. Yeah.
I love it. And then in that place that there's like Johnny B and all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, le digo, Jessy, tiene todos los ingredientes of a feminine soap. It's just marketed for men. And the soap is black.
Does it have a fragrance for men too?
It does, because it's like a.
It smells like cologne.
Yeah, you know, oh, okay. You know, it's for guys if it's black.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I want it. I mean, it smells really good.
and it's kind of like, stupid.
It's a woodsy smell.
No, nos debería de importar, you know, because like you know, we discussed this in the whole macho millennials thing. Pero me importa. Lamentablemente, like you know, when I was looking at that 3-in-1 whiskey bottle, they could like just pour it over have a sip, I kind of like bañate. It's all good. It seemed really.
Y luego, like las barras de jabón is like a, like he said, like a 3-in-1. So it's supposed to be like lather for shampoo, conditioner, and body wash. I don't know how that is, but I'm like, okay, for the gym, that's cool.
Le dije al Gami, I'm like, you know what though? I can't get used to like tallándome la cabeza with the bar of soap.
Oh, I don't, yeah.
And he's like, why don't you just lather it on your hands? And then put on your head. Y nunca me entró por la cabeza. I would have never thought of that.
Tú aquí raspándote.
Y por eso él terminó college y tú no.
Hey, eso sí me dolió. I know. You know, I like the fact that que son medios hipster y medios bougies ustedes, you know, because no, even though que Jessica y yo somos from a small town, we've always kind of
We're well traveled, I feel.
We lean that's towards like us. The non-traditional.
Very,
like
very cultured.
Our family siempre se sacaba de onda and they'd be like, pero por qué? Like, you know, everything from like the wedding to like the food that we chose to like the places that we try to eat. Si, la Jessica, cuando vamos para San Diego, dude, siempre estamos en un lugar que like, somos la única raza. Like, you know, like.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Yeah. Especially if we go to like, what is it? Like the
Rocky,
or Convoy like, Street.
Any place on Convoy Street is like there's no Mexicans there except for like three.
Yeah,
pretty much just us.
It's very like Asian centric since it's, you know, based around a lot of Chinese, Japanese foods. And when we show up there, it's like everyone just stares at you. And
like when you went to the market over there?
Oh, yeah. I went to one of like the Asian markets out there. And legit, like I was sitting there for a good 3 hours. No Mexicans. Like, el único mexicano era el que estaba ahí limpiando. Y de ahí, like, puro asiático or like a black guy every once in a while. But so I understand what you mean when you like go to bougie places y la pura raza y estás tú.
Es que casi nunca se me han tocado un restaurante mexicano. Like in San Diego,
we have it at home.
There's crappy ones. There's not been like, for example, like the North Street or North Park tacos. Like, nah.
The one with the luchador.
Sí, like, se mira suave.
Yeah, that place is very, like, I hate that place just because it's all right. It's decent food. Really,
there it is.
It's decent food.
This is the moment you've been waiting for. Dale, guys, guy. Yes.
It's good food. The only thing that I really do not like about it is just how like Instagram focused it is. Like, it's just focused so that you can like take the picture there. Yeah,
you can sit on like the ring.
Yeah. I know that's why it's like, it's just for like the experience of eating there. It's not for like actually eating.
It's like the matcha place.
Yeah.
That matcha place. Si the holy matcha. Nada que ver. I was like, Starbucks is better than this. And it's just Instagrammable.
Ese es un problema que tiene, like, you know, not just.
I think
like,
that's where places are going.
Our generation started it, man. We messed up with that one. Like, we've done things that we do it for the sake of the Instagram picture. Moment and not the actual moment.
Right.
Like, we've done that with landmarks. We've done that with attractions. We've done that. It's like. It's been a problem. I know what you're talking about. That it's cierto, because it is.
Yeah, that's why I prefer like hole in the wall places. Like, even though it's like not hipster, I guess, like per se, but I like hole in the wall places because they're pretty good food and they're not that Instagram.
They're low-key. Take a bunch of pictures. How do you feel about that?
What is your take on holes in the walls?
I feel like there's the right balance when it comes to finding places like that. Because you could also like, I feel like you could go like the complete opposite way where like. You know, you don't want to be Instagrammable. You don't want to fall into that trap of like, I'm just going to post everything I eat.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you want to, if you try to exclude yourself from all that, you might miss out on, you know, culinary experiences where, it might be Instagrammable. But at the same time, there's chefs there that have spent so much time curating that recipe.
Uh-huh.
And you're just going to shy away from it because, it's too Instagrammable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I feel like Phil's Coffee is like a good balance of that. Where it's like really nice, like artisan coffee, I guess you can say, but it's also pretty nice looking and it's pretty Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Pero algo que es a very bad example of Instagram and food related is Phil's Barbecue. I feel like people que van a Phil's Barbecue is, again, to take a picture de que estuvieron ahí and then Phil's Barbecue.
I don't know.
No me gusta ese lugar, dude. Vale churro ese lugar. There's way better barbecue out there.
Yeah, I agree with that. I feel like Phil's Barbecue, like, we don't really see it in that big light. I don't know. Personally, it's, you know, it's just barbecue for me. But there's so many new small barbecue places opening up that I've tasted that it's like,
way
when
better.
You compare that to Phil's, it's like, you see the commercialization of Phil's at this point. So it's not, you know, the roots of barbecue at this point.
See.
I think one of the good things of like me being married to Jesse is that he doesn't like eating chain restaurants.
Okay.
And I love that because I could not stand another Cheesecake Factory, man. I swear.
I used to like Cheesecake Factory. I used to really like, you know, get with that.
The only place que si dije yo like, wow, before I went gluten-free was the Fuddruckers. Fuddruckers.
Jessica likes Fuddruckers, you guys. No sé por qué, pero le gusta
Fuddruckers. That's like a Smashburger type place, right?
It's like the Blues, like the Blues Brothers got stuck in the 50s and like did a dying franchise.
I love it.
I've never been there.
I can't stand In-N-Out. I'm so sorry.
Efrain will scoff at that. I'm okay with that. Like,
Efrain, you like In-N-Out?
I like In-N-Out. Like, it's, I know it's not the best thing out there, but it's pretty good. It's like,
it's better for than
it being
most,
a chain.
Yeah.
For it being a chain place, it's like way above normal chain places. Like, it's like around the same as the Habit, but I
do like the Habit.
Habit is way better.
Yeah. Wow. yo prefiero the Habit over In-N-Out.
Yeah.
I think it's the fries.
Yeah. Oh, wait, do you like the fries or not?
I don't like the fries.
Yeah, I don't like the fries.
Okay. Okay. See? Oh, we're vibing. Yeah.
Cuando les enseñamos nosotros nuestro In-N-Out aquí en Yuma, you guys are like, we have like 7 of those. Así que,
yeah, say, we're all proud of it. We have an In-N-Out.
We have an In-N-Out, you guys. Like,
we have four locations 10 minutes away from each other.
Almost on.
En ese punto ya, yo me he dejado de cosas. Like, I'm not here to impress you guys anymore. Like, it's like, what you get is what you get.
Oh, I have a question.
Yeah.
What is like the fanciest food you've ever had?
Ooh,
like how, because this is going to be like bougie, right? The title.
See.
So like, what's like the bougiest thing you've had?
Mex and bougie.
I know our answer.
Do you guys want to start?
All right. Give us time to start so I can like.
Sedona.
Really?
Sedona. Mm-hmm.
Is it just because the sign said gourmet?
The best. Dude, everything is Sedona. Everything is Sedona.
Todo ya es gourmet. Todo. It's so ridiculous.
Todo. The best Mexican food I've ever had was two occasions.
Mexican food.
Like, aparte de nuestra comida, really? Obviously, ¿verdad? Pero the best Mexican food I've ever had, one was in, it was in a little, ¿cómo se llama? It was in a little gas station.
Jesse, we're not talking about espérate, that.
Espérate.
Eso no fue gourmet.
No, espérate. Estoy diciendo que, like, you know, when it comes to Mexican food, you know, gas station was top 10, the one by Big Sur.
Mm-hmm.
But the best one era in Sedona. Y ese Mexican restaurant se llamaba Elote Café.
But that's not how they pronounce it.
That's not how they pronounce it. We did not know at the time, though. Y lo más sabíamos que la Jessica quería comida mexicana. So it's like, okay. Y nos fijamos, estaba ese for dinner. And they only opened in dinner time. So se me hacía weird, you know, because Mexicans siempre están abiertos sus vatos, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Y estos guys, no. Okay. So we went. And it's not Elote Café.
No, Jess, but you had to make reservations. Acordate.
No, you don't make reservations. You show up and you sign in and you wait.
I remember that it was like a mission to get seated.
Yeah, so we went in right
so
when
you know
they
it's fancy.
Right?
Literalmente, este lugar, which is not Elote Café, it's Elote Café. Like,
I think we were the only Mexicans there too.
I know, at a Mexican restaurant. It was so weird. We went and they opened at 4:30. Ya había fila, people signing in. And then they go and make line and go wait and go chill until they get called. Mm-hmm. So Jessica and I were
y luego nomás estaba abierto como ciertas noches.
Sí, dude, like it was
fine dining.
It was Tuesday, Wednesday, just Tuesday to Saturday, actually. Tuesday to Saturday, that's it. El único san abierto, which is pretty crazy for a restaurant, right?
Right.
So they focus solely on the late dinner fine dining thing. And we weren't ready for that. Nosotros sentamos con la idea de Mexican food. Pero luego notamos el menu. We finally get set in. And, you know, everything was, it sounded similar, but it was presented in a way que no estamos acostumbrados. Mm. Nosotros cuando vamos a comer una comida mexicana en un restaurante, like, you know, ¿qué te trae por la mente, más o menos?
Arroz, frijoles,
¿verdad? Sí. Like, así como que, like, servido bien casual.
Un combo.
Exactly. You know, combo number one, two, three, el familiar. That's it, ¿verdad? So this one, like, we started with an appetizer case. Yeah, like, you know, some type of elote. Try the elote. Y te lo sirvieron así como que en a white plate, very neatly designed and plated. Y lo probamos. Mm. Era un elote en vaso, bro.
Era elote en vaso.
Era wow.
But it was so beautiful.
like me, so
I never, you didn't cry. I've never seen elote en vaso like that You know?
Like, ¿era elote blanco o amarillo o
no,
rojo?
No, it was amarillo. Oh. Pero porque estaba con crema y todo eso, it looked
rojo.
Different. Well, that when you morado. Put the chile in, then it turned red.
Well, I was talking about the morado one, yes.
Yeah. Rojo, oh, okay. Morado. But it was so like, oh, wow.
And then we ordered...
I didn't think that Mexican food could look like that.
Sí, luego pedí lamb chops. Y eran lamb chops así, pero en estilo barbacoa. It was preparado igual como una barbacoa. Mm-hmm. It tasted like a birria, but it was served to you like a fine dining lamb chop.
So it had like, it still had the bones in it. And it was like, the sauce was like, you know, like drizzled, beautiful, like Master Chef style. Y era birria. It tasted like authentic birria.
Y le dije a Jessica, allá está mi nana cocinando, for sure, like, you know, sáquenla.
Las tortillas estaban recién hechas. They had Coca-Cola from Mexico. They had Fresca from Mexico. What did I have?
Pero con el pinky bien para arriba, dude. Wow. Pinky estaba like a todo lo que daba. I had a double pinky, así como que like one on top of the other.
Así como Aaron.
Ándale, like really high, like a tower of pinkies. What did I have?
What did you had? Someone even know what you had?
Did I have the pork belly?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I'm a sucker for pork.
Y miramos finalmente el chef caminando y era un gabacho, like straight up white boy.
Dude, yes.
And
we're like, the white guy, that guy with the ponytail, he had a man bun or something?
Yeah, and it was the waiter that was telling us the whole story behind it, ¿verdad?
Sí.
De que like, este vato se fue para Oaxaca and like, was sitting con las doñitas ahí for like
que se fue tres meses deep Mexico and just learned how to cook like them.
Wow.
You know, I actually researched this place before going to Sedona.
You did?
Yeah.
So it's still there? It's still open?
Was it highly rated still?
It's very highly
rated. Dude, it's like, it was the best.
Thousands of 5-star reviews.
Dude, it was the best food, and it was Mexican food. It's like the best thing I've ever had.
Obviamente, nosotros sabemos that Mexican food is delicious. We know this, pero nunca lo he visto servido de una forma elegante.
Which was
such a foreign concept to me because somos comida humilde. Claro, la gastronomía mexicana can definitely, like, you know, puede variar, you know, puede ver, like, hay platos que son, you know, que son delicadeces y todo el show, pero traditionally, ¿verdad? Somos comida humilde. So the fact that they still took elote en vaso, una birria que es humilde by nature and elevated to a fine dining experience, I thought it was kind of poetic, you know what I mean? Like, kind of like, you know, kind of artistic in its sense. ¿Qué se ríen de mí?
I was like bougie.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of bougie. Mexican bougie, man. Yeah. Así se llama este episodio. Mexican bougie.
Let him talk.
The only Mexican bougie place I've been to was actually here in Arizona. It was up in Phoenix. It was a Cocina Madrigal. It was a while back.
Okay.
But it was really, it like opened my eyes to like Mexican food being, like it being actually possibly fancy.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was pretty good.
See? Yeah. Okay.
It was like simple tacos, but it was the best.
Nice.
And that's exactly what I mean. Like, para nosotros, it was a fine dining 5-star restaurant, but instead of having the porterhouse steak, the filet mignon, the chateaubriand, it was lamb chops, pero en estilo birria, pero servido como lamb chops. It was a great experience.
Yeah.
Nos encantó. I cannot recommend that
enough. Creo que es la primera vez que I felt like I had to unbutton my button. Like, I was like, I want to eat everything here.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really good portions as well. It wasn't just like a pedacito.
No, I think we just ordered a lot more.
Oh, okay.
We even had dessert.
Yeah, we ordered a lot. We had like the full course meal.
We were like, wow.
No es como la comida mexicana que by the time que llega the entree, you're so like the palo de los totopos.
Yeah,
que, like,
you know, todo lleno de totopos en salsa.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. So it was different. It was beautiful. We really enjoyed it. Elote Cafe.
You should have gone.
You should have gone, man. You missed it out. You could have asked us.
This is the first time hearing about it.
A ver, ustedes. Fanciest.
Was Efraínia dijo, no?
Well, that wasn't the fanciest place.
He said Mexican food.
That was like the fanciest Mexican food I've been to, but probably the fanciest food, I really like it though. Probably the most expensive was Idlewild when we went there for, I think it was Thanksgiving Day. They had like a full, like 5-course meal and it was just not great at all.
¿Dónde era esto en California?
In Idlewild, California. Y luego también, I really liked, bougiest place I've been to was probably an Italian restaurant in Encinitas. That place was like really bougie, but it was just really good Italian food. I don't remember the name.
Encinitas would have.
Sorry, guys.
Though.
Yeah, it's Encinitas.
Encinitas would be like.
It's really pretty there. You guys have taken us.
Like, oh, so this is what it looks like to be in a place that we can't afford.
I think Carlsbad too. I was like, wow.
Oh, Carlsbad is really nice.
To be fair, it is so nice. Jesse almost died there, but I mean, it was an experience.
I don't know. I feel like there's been a few restaurants like that, but at the same time, like the most expensive places haven't been my favorite places.
Oh,
so okay. Like, yeah, I've had expensive steaks in like La Jolla and things like that. But at the same time, I've had better steaks that were a lot cheaper, but they were prepared much better.
At Applebee's.
No, hold on. No, but I think my favorite was a veal steak that I had in Carlsbad. Bigalucci's?
I've never been there.
I don't know. That, and then like it started with like a plate of scallops. So that was really good.
My question that kind of leads up to all of this is, how did you guys end up bougie? Because your parents are not bougie.
Tu papá es de Puebla, ¿no?
Did you get that? Tu papá es like the most humilde looking guy. Tu mom is super chill, down to earth. You know what I mean? Like, they don't live. You guys don't live in like in a lugar que está like super bougie tampoco. You know what I mean? Like,
I think San Marcos. Because being in Escondido, uh-huh. It's like, it's the complete opposite. It feels like being here. It's like, they do that in Escondido though. They do take you to Circle K after meeting, after hanging out. No, but they're like in Escondido, it's like normal, like to like go like, oh, vamos a ir a agarrar unos tacos aquí en mercado aquí. Mm-hmm. But like in San Marcos, it's like, oh, we're gonna go over to like this nice restaurant.
I have a different accent.
They usually talk in English in San Marcos.
That's true.
Yeah, like all our friends.
You guys noticed that the Spanish podcast is not very Spanish today.
No, Spanish podcast.
It's not pussy, yeah. I know, sorry.
Because we're too bougie.
That's what it is.
Is that why though? Because you were exposed to San Marcos?
I feel in my case, yeah. Like even though we live in Escondido. Like I grew up a lot in San Marcos, and their culture is much different than Escondido. Even though I would say it's the same, you know, ratio of Hispanic to like American Caucasian people, but like the things they like are much different than in Escondido.
Más high end, pues.
Yes.
Sí.
So
they're like the Carltons, like you know, like of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, you know, with the whole sweater vest.
So that you feel like that influenced you?
Yeah.
Growing up.
Exactly, and like. They would seek out to, you know, go to different places that, you know, you had a higher experience in your, you know, culinarily. And like when you hang out, you know, you don't go to El Mercado.
Mm-hmm. We don't hang out in La El Sol tampoco, you guys, okay? Mm-hmm. We really don't.
Well, I mean, there's more like a Mercado, like, which one is it? You guys have one in Somerton like that, but que es Restaurante y Mercado.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, La El Sol.
No, is that El Sol?
Yeah, that's where we were just at. Yeah.
No. I'm talking about the little place that sounds like Menudo and...
Oh, Elvira's.
But next time you guys go to Escondido, you should try that place if you haven't been there. It's Mi Rancho Market. They have like a little place in the back.
Yeah.
They make...
Where the like minorities can enter. I gotta
No, but if you go there on Tuesday, there's all races.
Tuesday.
And Taco Tuesdays, yeah.
Is that where Diana and Isaac always go?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And it's the best tacos al pastor.
Yeah. It's always B-rated food-wise, but...
B-rated.
Like, yeah, for the food safety.
The food safety.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying.
We don't.
The food rating of B like lets you know that it's legit.
It means bueno, muy bueno.
Muy bueno. There you go.
That's so crazy that like tenían como que because of that exposure que tuvieron to like a different style, lifestyle.
Uh-huh.
Pues son poco más bougie ustedes. ¿Sabes qué ustedes? You guys gave me a false perception en cómo van a ser otros mexicanos en otros estados. Por ejemplo, cuando fuimos para Oregon, we were expecting you guys. We went to Oregon, we were expecting Beamers. You know, we were expecting like, you know, what was that you got on? Gucci? Is that what you're wearing right now, Aaron? Like, we were expecting high maintenance people because we met high maintenance people, como ustedes, you know? Mm. Like, pero like, no high maintenance en buena onda. No son sangrones.
No, la cosa. No son sangrones.
Like,
I did the podcast.
Let me clear the record here. No son sangrones ustedes, pero la cosa que sí, though, es de que we were expecting the same thing in Oregon. Y cuando fuimos, Nail, dude. somos like estamos like we were bougie.
But that look, I vuelvo a repetir, we were in a very small town in Oregon.
I think the whole
you can't generalize all Oregon.
Yeah, people. To be fair, like my idea of Oregon was that I thought everything was gonna be Portland. I don't know.
Oh no, yeah. No. Portland is just Portland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my perception was skewed. Eso lo que voy. My whole perception was skewed. Gracias a ustedes. Así que.
Pues de nada. Un gusto.
That's the name of this episode. Max and Bougie. I like that one.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I think aquí vamos a dejar en este podcast because I think we've said everything we have to say. Thank you, Aaron, for giving me this idea of starting this podcast episode. It started off with the blog. Now with this audio format, and it's gone more than I thought it would ever go. All because I was mad at you. Todo empezó con eso. Así que
sometimes hate, you know, can lead to be a powerful motivator.
It can. Oh, wow. It really, really
I wouldn't say hate.
So in serio, you guys, thank you so much for being on here. Thank you for you guys listening. Efraín, I know you don't listen. Así que espero que escuches esto de...
I was trying to cram in the last episode right now.
Aw, you're sweet.
I got like a quarter of the way through it, and then I started watching a movie.
Wow. All right, everybody. Thank you all for listening to...
The 50-50.
All right, let's do our outro, okay?
You guys?
I have another question for them, though.
And that's the end for this episode of the 50-50. Espero que les haya gustado. I like this episode. This one was all over the place.
This is a little more fun, yeah, than the one we did last time.
El de la fila, como que estamos, we were tired.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Yeah, I heard some complaints about that one.
Really?
From Aaron. No le gustó. You know?
Is my mic on?
Yeah. You're doing this outro with us, you guys.
Wait, I had another question. But how did you guys like your trip down here from the Grand Canyon?
Oh, it was awesome.
What was the best part of Arizona?
I actually like this area now. Like now that I'm like more grown up, but I really like Sedona. Sedona was like, in my opinion, way nicer than Grand Canyon.
Yeah,
like Grand Canyon is like a one-time experience. Like, oh, it's brand new and it's like so cool.
Yeah.
And then like after 10 minutes.
Yeah. Sedona's a lot more to offer.
We've gone multiple times just to Sedona.
Did you guys take the windy highway from Flagstaff to Sedona? Highway 60 or something like that?
No.
Ooh, you missed out. Next time you guys have to do that.
A lot of our driving was nighttime driving just because we're trying to get it all done quick.
Yeah.
And I was the one driving. So. But I loved it. It was amazing.
It's so... Para mí es como bien cool, like, saber que Arizona tiene tantas diferentes, like, ecosystems.
Yes.
So.
Sé que California, like, has that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Pero, like, I thought Arizona was, like, all un desierto. Pero
have you gone to Joshua Tree?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That is insane. That's like, basically the Mars. Changes.
Right? Like, yeah.
It all meets the Mojave, like, ecosystem with the, like, high desert ecosystem. It's just, like.
Bueno que les gustó, you guys.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Then there's more. Para cuando vayan, maybe we should take them a solo, ¿verdad? I think they would enjoy
it.
Oh,
whatever.
Well, guys, en serio, thank you for coming over and doing this podcast episode with us. It was a little over the place, pero me gustó. Yeah. It was fun.
It was fun.
We're more hyped up. Yeah. And if you guys enjoyed the podcast, we encourage you to check out the website, the5050.com. That's THE.5050.com. Check out our Instagram. That is where we are most active. That's at the5050.5050. Come in, say hi, leave a comment, leave a review. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, any main place platform that streams. Ahí nos van a encontrar. ¿Verdad que sí?
Mm-hmm.
¿Verdad que sí, Aaron?
Eso sí.
¿Verdad que sí, Efraín?
Así es.
And
nice.
As always, guys, thank you all for listening to
The 50-50.
That's it.
Oof.
That just-
Honestly, like, there was so much.